So, just getting yourself comfortable, you can be sitting up for this. Just making yourself comfortable and being at ease. You might want to just close your eyes for this and be sitting up. And just to feel the contact with the ground, whether that's through your feet or through your sit bones, just feeling the contact with the ground, being supported by the ground. Allowing your body to be supported by the ground, by the earth beneath you. And allowing the body to be as heavy as it needs to be supported. Just noticing your breath. Becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the in-breath. So we're not changing the breathing at the moment, just noticing how the air comes in through the nose or through the mouth. Just noticing how the body moves as you breathe. We can so often just not be conscious of our breath, so just bringing some attention to the breath. Noticing the movement of the belly as you breathe in and out. So, as you breathe in, your body will be expanding. Just inviting your body to expand with each breath. So, we're not forcing anything. Just enjoying a fuller breath, just encouraging a fuller breath. Breathing down into the belly area and up into the chest, allowing the chest to expand. So breathing in a nice inhale. Bringing attention to each breath, knowing that we're learning to breathe well, that each breath is nourishing. Breathing down into the belly, up through the ribs, up to the chest. Allowing for an expanded breath. And at the top of the in-breath, we're just going to let go with the exhale. So we're breathing in fuller than normal. Nice long in-breath that you're encouraging. And then at the top of that in-breath, you're letting go, perhaps with a sigh. It's nothing you need to hold on to with the exhale, just allowing the exhale to go. Really encouraging a relaxing feeling of letting go on the out-breath before you breathe back in again. Down to belly, up into the chest, at the top of that inhale, just letting it go. Breathing in and out through the nose or in and out through the mouth. So a nice full breath in, down into the belly, up into the chest. And then at the top of that inhale, just letting it go. Before you've fully breathed out, then you're breathing back in again. So at the top of the in-breath, letting go with an exhale. And then before you've fully breathed out, perhaps 80%. And then breathing back in again. So this is called connecting the breath. So breathing in, up to the shoulders, at the top of the in-breath, letting go. And before you've fully breathed out, taking an in-breath again. So it's circular movement of breath. So there's no pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. So in your own time, at a pace that feels okay for you, just taking 20 more of these connected breaths. Keeping the breath connected. Choosing each breath. So whenever you've done 20 breaths, just allowing your breath to return to normal. Just letting the breath come back to how you would normally breathe, your natural breath, letting go of any technique. And just notice how you feel. Noticing what's present for you, how the body feels. And so just giving your toes a little wriggle and your fingers a little wriggle, bringing a little bit of movement into the body. And when you're ready, opening your eyes, just taking in the room. Bringing yourself back. And so that's just taking 20 connected breaths. That's one way to use this practice, just to give yourself a breathing break during the day. It doesn't have to be long, just brings a gentle pause and is a good way to transition between things in your day or just to experiencing the conscious connected breath.